Start one more time. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3.
The night before rock and roll pioneer Jerry Lee Lewis's fifth wife died, she made a phone call to her mom. She told her that she was thinking of leaving Jerry Lee, but that he wouldn't let her. Then, she made a second call. This one to the sister of her high school sweetheart, making plans for her to come take her away from Jerry Lee later that month. Then, in mid-sentence, the phone went dead. The next day, Mrs. Jerry Lee Lewis was found dead, neatly placed on top of a made bed in the newlywed couple's guest room. Despite the bruises on her body, the blood under her fingernails, the scratches on her husband's hands, and the mountain of other physical and anecdotal evidence, the death was ruled an accident. I'm Jake Brennan, and this is Disgraceland. Disgraceland is the world's first and only rock and roll true crime podcast. I want to tell you the story surrounding the death of Mrs. Jerry Lee Lewis. And there are some other stories I'd like to tell you about too. Like the story about Sid Vicious and the circumstances surrounding his drug overdose. And let's dig into the chaos and mayhem behind the Norwegian black metal murders. The story's nuts. And so is the story about our loser baby Beck and his Church of Scientology and the Golden Suicides. Also, 22 years ago, Richie Edwards from Manic Street Preachers disappeared off the face of the earth. Richie, baby, where you been? And who burned down Tom Petty's house? We want to know. Rest in peace, Tom. We'll look into these stories and more in our first season. I've spent my entire life in and around rock and roll. And the one thing I know to be absolutely true is that the best rock stars, the most interesting, the most legit, they're the craziest. And they have the most insane things happen to them. Maybe because they're wired different. More like feral narcissistic animals than functioning members of society. And this isn't necessarily a bad thing, because this is what makes them so damn entertaining. Deep down, way down, past all of our self-righteous notions about right and wrong, when it comes down to it, we want our rock stars to be bad. We want to believe in the myths. Think of this podcast as adult storytelling. Less campfire, and more slightly buzzed guy at the end of the bar who's seen some shit. But storytelling, just the same. And this is my way of telling you that some of this content will not be safe for work or young ears. This is the side of the podcast street that Disgraceland will work. We launched February 13th, 2018, and we'll be coming at you on a mostly bi-weekly schedule with episodes clocking in under 30 minutes. Subscribe now on Apple Podcasts and follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Disgraceland Pod. And check out our website at www.disgracelandpod.com. You're going to want one of our Zombie Elvis pins.